Good morning. In the division against a very good Washington Redskin team, a team that's 3-3, coming off a huge win over Minnesota. They've played well the entire year. They scored a lot of points. They're scoring almost 30 points a game. They're giving up some points, but they're playing the run very well. They have they're plus 9 with 4 defensive touchdowns, which says a lot about their team. Brandon Banks, their return man, very dangerous. Guy can go all the way. And, of course, Robert Griffin III has energized their offense. They've done a lot with creativity. You know, he runs the option. But he's just as dangerous when, as he did the other day for 76 yards. Just pulls the ball down in drop-back fashion and runs and gets outside, and no one can catch him. He's probably the fastest guy on the field. So, you know, they're playing well. They're excited. They're 3-3. We're 4-2. It's in the division. They beat us twice last year. I'll answer some of your questions before you ask them. You know, so we're excited, and we're getting ourselves focused today. Hopefully we'll have a good practice and start to get ourselves in position where we can again play with all three phases combined and in harmony with one another, which is what we did last week.
So Bradshaw's listed with a foot injury. What's the nature of it? How serious?
He's not going to practice today. He'll practice tomorrow.
Is it a recurrence of some of the same stuff he's had in the past with the bone?
Foot. It's a foot. It's the same type thing.
When you have a quarterback like RG3, what does your defensive lineman, what do they have to do?
Discipline. They have to recognize. They have to be in position. If it's going to be the option, obviously you've got it. They run it three ways. They read the defensive end. The dive has been a big play for them. They've made a lot of yards on the dive play. And then, of course, when he keeps the ball, they've done very well. So you have to be disciplined. You have to use great recognition. But you have to understand that this is also a team that goes back to their fundamental basics and does a great job up front with their zone reach scheme, for example, which they've done extremely well all the years that Mike Shanahan has coached the run in that running style. And they quickly jump to that, which forces you to play things a little bit different way. They've demonstrated the ability, for example, to reach a whole man over because they're so good at that scheme and moving, you know, laterally and gaining some ground north and getting in position where they create leverage on the defender. So you've got a lot to have to defend.
Tom, having faced Michael Vick and Cam Newton, is this guy any different?
In terms of the type of option that they run, his option is similar to the one with Cam Newton. Michael Vick is a whole different. Each individual brings to the table something very unique. So, yes, they are different.
Tom, how much time are you having to spend nowadays? I mean, a quarterback like that and an offense like that used to be fairly rare, but not so much anymore. So, you know, how much more are you having to emphasize that with your defense these days compared to?
Well, I mean, obviously you didn't see it. So you've got to defend what the other guy does. Now, fortunately, you do a little work in the off season to get yourself started on it. So it's not all, you know, a game week type of decisions. But, yeah, you've got to defend what the opponent does. And that's what two or three teams in the league are doing now.
Can you talk about the play of your offensive line, run block, pass block?
Well, we've had some success the last couple of weekends running the ball. We've protected the passer well. The passer has Eli's gotten rid of the ball when pressured. But, you know, we challenged our offensive team to run the ball, and we've been able to do that in very difficult circumstances the last couple of weeks. But we're striving, obviously, to get better. Consistency is an issue, but certainly up front the offensive line and the defensive line last weekend prepared and performed well.
How do you reproduce Griffin's speed in your practices?
How do you do it? I mean, you do the best you can with it. We have two or three guys that can hopefully do it. David Carr is slick enough to do it and quick enough to do it and give us that look. Jarrell Jernigan has given us a few plays over there last week and the week before, so.
Challenge
They're eighth in the league against the run. They defend the run very well, and they play hard. They play very hard. So there's lots of challenges. They're a difficult scheme to operate against. It becomes very physical, and you've got to move them. I mean, that's all there is to it. If you're going to run the ball, you're going to have to block people and move them.
Tom, you mentioned the pass protection. Obviously, Eli's not been sacked much at all this year. What is it about him? I mean, obviously, the line is doing something. The blockers, you know, the guys picking up blitzes. What is it about his ability? Because he's not considered the fastest or the most mobile.
Well, recognition and get the ball up. That's what it is. It's recognition. It's understanding. It's knowledge. And it's, delivering the ball. Sometimes faster than you want it delivered, but it prevents. You don't want to go backwards. You're trying to avoid that.
Andre Brown's been cleared?
Yes.
Do you expect to go back to more of a balanced 1-2 punch?
We'll see.
Was almost 60 carries in two games too much?
No.
I mean,
I don't think so.
Is his foot thing a part of that workload?
Yeah. Well, he certainly wasn't sitting around Sunday afternoon with his foot up, so... He definitely has played well, played hard, gotten the ball a number of times, and we'd like to think you can keep on doing that. I don't want to go into that one practice a week business that we've had. So I'm hoping that that this is something that he is able to overcome, and we see the end of it. Well, the game that Antrell had the other day, you could sense it coming as he was feeling better and practiced better and had his old bounce in his step again. And the first interception was outstanding, obviously. And the run after the catch, giving us the ball where it was, that third quarter was field position unlike you normally ever have it. So we had that after the good kickoff return. We had it after the two interceptions. And we came away with points and naturally would have liked touchdowns, but... But Antrell also made the very good defensive plays. He had, seven tackles in the game, one assist, and made outstanding plays even when the quarterback kept the ball and ran it. He was there, which gave us real good scheme recognition on the part of the option and being in the right place at the right time.
Is there a possibility that Canty could play in this week's game?
He's practicing. We'll see.
Jaquan Williams, Tom, came out of the game. They initially said calf, but now
it's knee.
So will he not practice this week?
No. Well, he won't practice this week. It doesn't look like he will.
And how is Kenny Phelps progressing?
He's making progress, but he's not ready to go.
How much are you stressing the importance of this game being that it's a division game?
The importance of the game?
Oh.
Every week's a new week. This one is the most important game of the year. And it's in the division. It's the Redskins' first divisional game. It's our third. And we haven't done very well in the division. So if we're going to do something in the division, we got to get going.
How did Akeem come out of the game?
Okay.
Did he have any swelling in his knee afterwards?
He came out okay.
Tom, Jaquan, I would imagine, would have figured pretty prominently this week. The speed of linebacker against... who's next up in that?
They all would have been. Well, you've got, the Michael Boley, and you've got, we'll do the best we can with that, but certainly we'll miss him. Rivers is going to have to get himself ready to go.
Now, how do you handle, I know it's a good problem to have, how do you handle the situation?
We'll see how he feels and how much further along he's advanced and practice them better and longer this week and see where we are. You're right, it's a good problem.
Is Scott an IR candidate or what?
We'll see.
Matthias played, mostly on the defensive line last week. Mm-hmm. I know with Canty out, but, I mean, is it possible that we'll see, him down there more?
Depends on exactly what we're trying to defend and which personnel grouping we're trying to defend, and that was the reason that we utilized him that way, and according to how we prepare, you'll see whether or not he's playing more at end or more at linebacker.
Rivers didn't play much. It seemed like just a couple plays at the end. Was that because of his health? You were still
no, we had prepared and played with other linebackers, and we needed him at the end of the game, and that's when he entered.
How annoying was it to come back home and find the cars broken into and things like that?
The best is going to be done about that. I don't have anything to comment on that. No news. Unfortunate, but the investigation's going forward, and that's all I know about it.
Do you have an estimate on how many cars?
No.
Have?
No.
Did they get your Sinatra tapes?
That ought to be about the end of this meeting, isn't it?